The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along, Breakfast Roll. It's Cooper and Una. Monday kicking it all off. Fresh week, fresh heads. Everybody ready to get into it, including my friend Una, who's getting into a fresh apple over there.
Yeah.
Where we were recording a few bits and pieces, and I literally had to turn your microphone off because you were going.
Sorry.
You're not.
Sorry. No, I am. I only do it to annoy you.
Yeah.
And also, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Who said that? All the people.
My granny.
Your granny is right.
Yeah.
Possibly the Granny Smiths. Are they your favorite apple?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Granny Smith.
I love Granny Smith.
I love
Don't like red apples. They're tasteless.
A juicy red apple is nice.
Oh, it's disgusting. Disgusting. And so is red ones. They're disgusting too. The only decent ones are the green ones. They're like fizzy sweets. Do you know what I mean? They got a bit of kick to them.
Speaking of getting a kick to things, I want to talk to you about something that happened to you this morning that we didn't address on air. That is on the way. First off, though, there's a new slang about how you look about somebody, or how you look like somebody, but you kind of don't, if you know what I mean.
There's a new term of phrase, Una. You've heard of, do you ever have anybody say, oh my God, you're the image of such and such, you're such a doppelganger of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is anyone recent that you've been told that you look like?
C-Mash.
C-Mash?
Okay. Love her.
Well, move over, doppelganger Una. Apparently, there's a new term doing the rounds, and everybody's having some fun with this on the socials, right? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's called choppelganger. It means you look like someone, but far worse than them.
Okay, well, I'm C-Mat's choppelganger.
Not a chance.
I am C-Mat's choppelganger.
Not
100%.
Oh, nah. C-Mat's your choppelganger.
No way.
Yeah.
I love her.
Did you say she?
No.
It's a funny term of phrase. It's a real kind of like, you know when somebody says that they look like somebody and they're like showing off. Oh, people always say that I look like such and such and such and such. And it's just like, you're the choppelganger.
You're the choppelganger.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's a real cool kind of like, it's a fun put down phrase.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Are you a choppelganger?
No.
You are.
I look worse than the old man from Up.
Yeah.
How do I look worse than the cartoon? How do I look worse than a cartoon of a 90-year-old man?
I'm not saying you look worse.
How do
I... I'm just saying you look... He's got a really kind face. Do you know what I mean? You just want to give him a hug. You don't have that quality. You're lovely. So you are Ups. What's his name?
Old man from Up.
Old man from Up. You're the choppelganger.
What the hell is his name? He does have a name. I don't know. But no, that's really horrible.
What other choppelganger are you? You are. Come on, there's a few. There's a few.
No, I'm not. Not anymore.
Who?
What?
Say it.
No.
Who was it?
Oh, it was Captain America.
Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
Googled Captain America.
Yeah. The actor who plays Captain America. What was his name?
Chris. Is it Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans. There you go. People say
that's not it. That's
no. It. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Old man from Up. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. All right, we need to address this. You ready for it?
Not really, but go ahead.
Have you changed your top or turned it back around?
Oh, I did that like half an hour after I realised I'd come into work with it inside out. Yeah, I was in the kitchen making a coffee when I came in this morning. I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, not the mirror, in the window. And I was like, there's something wrong about this. There's something not right. Aha! Yes, I've done it again. I've worn a top inside out to work. How very classy of me.
Yeah.
Not as bad as the time I came in with my slippers.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
thanks for reminding us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you turned it back around, which is bad luck.
Don't be saying that to me. I've got, you know that I'm a weirdo like that, and the hamsters in my head will start turning, and then I'll think that I brought bad luck down on myself.
Yeah, Lisa's granny used to say to them, said, "Oh no, if you put your clothes on inside out, you leave it like that for the day."
Is that really true?
According to Lisa's granny,
I have to have a word, Lisa's granny.
That'd be quite difficult to do.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You heard it here first. Seance on the show.
Seance.
Oh, my God.
I need to Google that now.
Yeah, you do that. Well, you Google that while we go into our survey. Says 75% of women wouldn't date somebody for this reason.
Donald, you got to ask us to try and answer something, and I'm looking forward to this one of a Monday. Go for it.
A study has found 75% of women, so three quarters of women, say they won't date someone for this reason. What is it?
This is a way to get into the minds you guys over there.
That's a big chunk of women.
What are you saying?
So they won't date
someone because of their shoes.
Oh, wrong sound effects.
Okay. Are they wearing skinny jeans and brown shoes?
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, total.
Got trainers on today anyway. But yeah, you really don't like my jeans and boot combo, do you?
No, I don't.
Ever since Una mentioned you wearing brown shoes, you've stopped wearing brown shoes.
And I like their very colourful trainers.
I just go to the gym after work. So yeah, I like these. That's good.
Anyway, funky.
It's not the answer, Una.
Okay, 75% of women said they won't date somebody for this reason. Is it because they can't go 2 seconds? So 2 minutes without checking their phone.
Oh, yeah. Someone who's constantly on the phone is a big ick. Yeah. No, it's not the right answer, but it's a very good guess.
Or is it that they're too tight with their own mams?
Huh? Ooh. Oh, too close to, like, mammy's boy?
Yeah, like, you know, if you're on a date and, you know, he'd be ringing his mam to let him know how he's getting on.
Oh. Is that not nice?
In front of the girl.
Oh no, not in front of her. Like, we just, you know, when you disappear to the bathroom, where you say, "Oh, it's really nice," and you're putting more lippy on or whatever you do in the bathroom. I don't know, because I don't be creeping.
Yeah.
And what if he goes to the bathroom and, you know, he's got one hand free? Might as well call his mum.
Nah, that's firstly, like.
No, that's it, Una.
Yuck.
I'll let you into a little secret now.
Oh, stop. That could be a bit of a turn off. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, is that it?
It's not the answer.
All right, let's get some guesses on this number. Here's our WhatsApp, 087-110-2107.
Three quarters of women say they won't date someone for this reason. What is it?
087-110-2107. What is the reason you wouldn't date someone? Our survey says this morning, we're asking you this question.
Three quarters of women say they won't date someone for this reason. What is it?
Guesses coming in on 087-110-2107 for too much public displays of affection that they're not into it. It's like, ugh, keep it.
PDAs.
Keep
it.
Yeah,
like, I get that.
Like, they don't want to do it, or they do.
Yeah, they don't. Like, if they're a bit too touchy, kind of like, oh, get away
it's
from
like
me.
Like, get away. Yeah, that's like, your position.
Yeah.
Hands off. Respect my space.
I see. Right, yeah. That's not the answer, no.
Why do you feel it necessary to put your arm around me and start kissing me? We're in a park.
Ew. Fia is in Galway this morning. She says, is it if they have long nails?
Oh, yeah. That's
so you're saying it's all right for girls to have long nails?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I feel seen. I was going to go for a French tip this morning.
Oh, stop. Or if they've got really long... I know some musicians have, is it long thumbnails they have, or?
Yeah, I suppose. Certain ones have it for plucking guitar.
For plucking guitar, yeah, but my God. Oh, and if there's a bit of dirt in there, then you're just like, oh God.
Well, long fingernails can come in really handy for different things, so they can.
Like what?
There's Donald's doing his picking his nose.
Oh, Cooper's well used to that. He does it in taxis.
Stop it.
For context.
Got a message here. If he doesn't like dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with him?
Couldn't be dating somebody who doesn't like dogs.
No.
Especially if you got a dog baby yourself. You're like, oh, right. No, thank you.
Fur baby.
If somebody who calls them fur babies, that's a real turn off as well.
That is true.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? They are fur babies. Don't say it.
I just fixed these hairy babies now. All right, 087-110-2107. The question is?
Three quarters of women say they won't date someone for this reason. What is that?
All right. Somebody here called Una spells it the same name as you. Actually, it looks like your number. It says, is it because they're stupid?
Is it because they mansplain all the time?
No, not mansplaining.
Not pointing any fingers.
Yeah. I'm so cautious and careful now.
Of your mansplaining?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Because you go OTT, like when you ask me a question and I answer you, oh yeah, thanks for mansplaining. That's, if my wife asks me something, yeah. like last night, Lisa's phone started to update and she's like, why is this happening? And I was just like, I don't know. Oh, look, mine's doing the same. I don't know why it's happening. Because, Una, you put the fear into me.
Oh, you were tempted to mansplain, weren't you?
Is it mansplain?
Yeah. It's not mansplain. Okay. No.
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. Why any chance is it if he's still living at home with his mammy?
Still living at home with the mammy?
Oh, yeah. More and more these days.
Yeah.
Not the answer.
No. This is nowhere to rent. It's too bloody expensive. Yeah, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Morning. Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky. Hey!
The answer to Scally's Alley today be 75% of women won't date a man because he still lives with his parents.
Well, we got a no to that one.
I was thinking about that. And then it could be too friendly with their ex.
Too friendly with
oh.
the ex.
Oh,
yeah. Watch out for that. Watch.
Yeah. But
there's always going to be an attraction. You're never going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
You're not, like, there is something there. I know, Donal, you're friends with all your exes.
Not all of them, but, you know.
With a
lot. And I know the new boyfriends and all the rest of it as well. Like, it's not as if anything's going to happen, but you can still
be
civil.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer.
All right. Let's get the answer, please.
The answer is three quarters of women say they won't date somebody if they don't have a car. Oh, can't pick them up and drop them off and get there on time.
Get the bus.
Yeah, I mean, not having a car isn't a big deal.
And, we found out last week when we got that message in that if you don't have a car, your mammy can come pick you up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks for all the messages on 087-1102-107.
Are you on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Right, have you Googled it yet?
No, I'm in the middle of it. What do you think
I am?
Very
slow.
What do you do? It's so you're quicker than me.
I don't bring my phone into studio.
You
I'm professional.
Wear your top, top inside out.
Here we go.
Is it?
People are like, is it stopping in their tracks what they're doing?
Bad
today.
Luck to, what's it?
Turn it back around.
Turn it back around.
Yeah, the right way or whatever. Yeah,
you're not properly.
This is brilliant. This is going to win us those podcast awards.
You're the one who dared me to Google it.
No,
Sugar Lump Fairy. According to folklore.
Sugar Lump Fairy.
That's what I've trained myself to say instead of the F word because I can't afford to the twins because I had a little boy running around thinking he was hilarious when he said the F word.
Finance.
So Sugar Plum Fairy. According to folklore, turning a top from inside out to right side out can be considered bad luck because leaving it inside out is often seen as inviting good fortune, and correcting it might reverse that luck, though some cultures find the inside out state itself brings good luck or protection from fairies. Oh, the key is if that you intentionally put it on inside out for luck, changing it back is believed to cancel the effect. Well, I didn't put it on like that on purpose. Or if you put it on accidentally, you should leave it until you get dressed to avoid bad fortune. Will you stop the lights, lads? I can't be dealing with that now. Honest to God, I've got enough trouble with waving at birds every morning coming into work. Hello, Mr. Magpie. And now my mother told me you have to tip your head at them as well, so I'm tipping my head and
added
waving.
More elements to you.
Yeah.
Your mom is gaslighting the hell out of you.
She's not. She fully believes that.
You're waving and nodding at birds and screaming at them, good morning, Mr. Magpie.
Yeah.
Then you're waving and nodding.
I'm waving and nodding at them. Yeah. Tell her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
There you go now. Here's Noreen from Cavan playing our game called Rhyme It.
Absolute legend.
Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it.
What have you done? You know what I'm going to do?
I'm having problems with my mouse.
There you go. I can move it for
you. Thank you
very much. Okay, Rhyme It is where you can win the contents of Una's drawers. And the fun in there, yes.
Lots of goodies in there.
Already? You've replenished the
I've
stock.
Actually mixed things up a bit.
Have you?
As well as purple snacks, there is an orange Kit Kat in there. Now, I don't really want to give it away.
An orange Kit Kat? Is this new?
It's new.
Oh my days, it's delicious.
Because you were coming in with the Terry's chocolate orange and yeah. not cherry.
Yeah.
Like a whole chocolate
yeah, yeah,
orange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you crack it open and all the little wedges would display out.
Oh, the smell of it.
And I'd look over Gorgeous. And like, that looks nice.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it's lovely.
It's lovely, yeah. So there you go now, mixing yeah. things up a bit.
Sure. Noreen, good morning.
Hi, Noreen.
Hi, guys, how are we?
Yeah, really good, thanks very much. How are you feeling today after the weekend?
Oh God, that's the same thing. It always like a manic Monday here, stressful as usual.
Of course it is.
Aww.
You're up at the RDS at Comic Con at the weekend.
Yes, yes, yes. I've been 11 years now. You tipped up there over the weekend. Actually, it's a great event for families. It's lovely.
It really is. Love going to Comic Con. It's always good fun. I completely missed it this weekend. We were flat out busy now between football and breakdancing and spinning on our heads and everything yes, like that. Yeah. So, was there anything good that you saw there?
Well, actually, we haven't had one in many years now, and I was very surprised. Like, the whole anime scene has took over now.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it really is. And, like, just the creativity of these younger people is just, it's phenomenal. So, it's fair play to them.
Yeah, I love the effort that they put into making the costumes and everything. It's really, really good.
I've never Especially been.
Them. Ah, Una.
I know.
The twins.
Yeah, I should go.
No, it'd be a bad idea for Una to go. I'm not being... You'd be walking around going... Nerds! You literally would go, nerds! Geeks! Listen, wearing a football jersey is as geeky as wearing your favourite Star Wars t-shirt. It's the same thing. You're supporting something that you're a fan of. Simple as that.
Hey, listen, I'm all about support whatever you want to do. Okay.
Nerd.
Nerd. All right, Noreen, you know how to play rhyme it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh! Yeah.
I'm gonna be the winner for one day only. I'm gonna be leading this board today.
Good for you, Noreen. Well, the score to beat at the moment is zero. Okay, so you've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we're going to give you, and you'll have 30 seconds to answer them all if you can. Your word is
wire. W I R E.
Wire. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Noreen. Your 30 seconds start now.
If you fully submerge food in hot oil, you do it in a what?
Fryer.
If you fill someone with the urge or ability to do or feel something, you what to them?
Oh God, pass.
A small poster advertising an event or person.
Flyer.
Finish the phrase out of the frying pan and into the what?
Fryer.
You may hire one of these to sing at your wedding.
Choir.
Another word for sweating. You would.
Fire? I don't know.
Time is up.
Wow, three, huh?
No, you got four. You got four.
Yeah.
Don't be doing yourself dirty there now, Noreen.
You would have got five, but you started to perspire.
That was the answer.
Can I
imagine?
You did me dirty this morning. No one's ever going to get that.
Yeah, you did her dirty.
I didn't do her dirty.
Noreen, you were taking your time with the questions.
You did Noreen dirty with those questions.
No, you were taking your time with
them. I wasn't taking my time with them.
If you fully submerged.
Oh my God, I did not. I just wanted to be clear for Noreen.
Question two, if you fill someone with the urge or ability to feel something that you want them to want.
Inspire.
Yeah. Forgive for the fifth one there, lads. You got it afterwards.
That's not how the game works.
He's going to need it.
Oh, they're so mean.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Four, listen, you've set the standard for the week. That's not bad. It's not a bad score to kick off with,
Not
Noreen.
Too shabby, Noreen.
Oh, it's not too great either, but look at we're not sucking diesel yet this morning, but we'll get firing all cylinders soon enough, I'm sure.
Oh, sucking diesel. What a great phrase.
We could do. We could explain that to Una, but we'd only be accused of mansplaining. And also, you know what? You did better this morning than Una did in her parking, Noreen. Do you know what I mean?
What? My parking is fine out there.
Noreen, what do you reckon?
Well, I was actually getting eyebrows done last week. I said, geez, look, always thinking of spotting Una's car. It seems to be pretty fair. By the way, you've been talking, it seems to be a very easy spot, but poor Una. I can't blame. I'm not great at driving nose first and then like a reverse park, but not nose first. So I can understand.
Thanks, Noreen. Listen, I'm an excellent driver. They're all just exaggerating. They're just slagging me for no reason. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Two against one there now, and it's not fair.
It's
now,
not fair, yeah.
No,
they're just trying to trigger me.
It's you know don't share them snacks of yours. I wouldn't either. Now.
I wouldn't either, no. That's slagging my parking.
Absolutely. Yeah. You tell them. You enjoy that snack.
I will. What do you think I'd be like that for?
Huh? I have no idea what you're talking about. Cabin woman and carry woman are having a conversation. Nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Miss
the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Who gives you license to just do a song and put it on the radio?
Me. I love my songs.
You do.
Except someone today said that, because I said that when I played this particular song for my children, my twins, they said, please make it stop. Please make it stop.
Yeah.
Someone sent in a voice note saying that was actually child cruelty playing that to my children.
It was.
And that I can write songs, but I definitely can't sing them.
With all the technology in the
world. Yeah, so she basically said I was tone deaf, like you say, which is kind of hurtful because I love a good sing-song.
You do?
I'm always up at sing-songs.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned so many songs from you.
And about down in the valley, yo.
Here we go. Let's move it along. This is Una's song about getting a refund.
How are you feeling, Una?
Yeah, it's Blue Monday, man.
Stop it.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's all right. It's Blue Monday and it's the time of year where we're most hanging for our next paycheck.
Yeah.
Because we're all broke after the Christmas and everything.
6 days to go.
Yeah, 6 days, six long days.
All right.
So I bought a dress.
Ooh, fancy.
In November.
Oh.
Right?
What?
And I it wasn't nice on me. But I haven't gotten around to bringing it back yet.
November, December, January. I don't know what the turnaround is for a return.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's 6 weeks. So I think I might be out of, but I really need that money. Like, I really, really need that money.
It's nearly like an investment of savings.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl math. It is. Girl math. Yeah, it is. It's an investment savings. If they'll give it back to me, like, I'm going to have to explain to them that, you know, I'm a busy mum of twins.
It's very true.
And I don't want to go outside because it's cold. And January is a time for hibernation.
Yeah.
And I'm tired a lot of the time because I'm low in iron.
You're low in iron.
I'm low in iron.
You are.
Yeah. And I'm a tiny, tiny little bit lazy, right?
You're a little bit lazy.
A little bit lazy.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't gotten around to bringing it back, but I need them. I need a refund.
You need a refund.
I need a refund.
Where's the refund?
So where's my refund? So I was feeling a little bit inspired.
Okay.
And I've actually produced some art. Some art. I've written and produced a song.
Have you now?
Yeah, so I'm going to play this to them if they don't give me my refund.
Lady, where the hell is my refund? Was it taking so long to give it to me? Lady, where the hell is my refund? I'm not asking for a hedge fund. I said, give it to me, lady. I said, give it to me, lady. I need a dollar.
The refund is coming.
Lady, where the hell is my refund? Was it taking so long to give it to me? Lady, where the hell is my refund? I'm not asking for a hedge fund. Woo-hoo. I said, give it to me, lady. I said, give it to me, lady.
Wow. What a banger.
I think we can add to the list. We can now add to the list of things with you. So you've lazy, cold,
yeah.
Busy. January's on your list.
Because it's time for hibernation.
Hibernate. You're low in iron, you're anemic, and you're also tone deaf.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go.
Auntie Una time, and I absolutely love Auntie Una because when people reach out and they're looking for advice from you, Una, this is what I love. I love it when you just go for it and you give the best advice.
Yeah, I always do. It's heartfelt.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, what have we got this morning?
So, hey, Auntie Una, please help. The house beside mine has recently gone up for sale and my mom says she's thinking of selling up her own house and buying that one. I think it's a good idea. She's a great cook and loves looking after the smallie. The thing is, my fiancé doesn't really get on with her because she says Mam is always poking her nose in and telling us what to do. She says she's past remarkable and always criticising her. I don't see it really. I think Mam is just trying to help. So the missus is all up in a hoop now saying if Mam moves in next door, then we're going to have to move. My head is fried from listening to her and to be honest, it's just not worth the hassle. How do I tell Mam she's better off staying where she is? Anon in Mayo.
That's a toughie. The mam is obviously pretty good with the kids, which is always handy, especially if you're stuck in a rut and you want to go out on a weekend or anything like this. Mam is always going to be there.
Yeah, and she just wants to be beside her family. Like, I can see it from both sides, but I'm kind of raging for the mam. Because, like, I'm just thinking, if my Jamie now, he's four now, by the way.
Yeah.
If he shacked up with some doll, right? And she didn't want me around. She didn't want me living next door. I turn into a monster-in-law.
Oh, my God.
Like the film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Jennifer Lopez is in it.
Oh, yeah. It's worth a watch.
It's about a woman, she doesn't get on with her mother-in-law. It's very
okay,
funny.
So is this the son that
this
wants...
is the son who's in the middle, but he's so sick and tired of listening to his fiance giving out about it. He's just gonna say to his mom now, he wants to tell her, look, just don't buy the house, just stay where you are.
Or he could turn around to his missus and say, just get over it. You're like, she's here to help. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, but obviously he's not saying that because he said the missus is all up in a hoop saying that if mam moves in, we're going to have to move. My head is fried from listening to her and it's not worth the hassle.
Okay.
So...
All right. I honestly don't know what I'd do in this situation. That's pretty sticky. I always like to have family around. I think it's nice. So that's just me. But this person obviously doesn't get on with their or thinks that their in-law is a bit of a nosy poker.
Yeah, she said she's past remarkable and always criticising her. Oh,
well, that's what parents are for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I suppose if they're next door as well, you know, where do you set your boundaries? Because they could be coming in and out all the time.
To give them a key.
Well, I suppose you'd kind of have to.
Oh, no. All right. 087-102-107. What do you reckon they should do? Tell the mam not to come over or tell the other half to get over themselves? Auntie Una over there got a lovely message in this morning about somebody who's having in-law trouble.
Yeah, so he says, the house beside mine has recently gone up for sale and my mam says she's thinking of selling up her own house and buying that one. I think it's a good idea. The missus does not. My fiancé doesn't really get on with her. She says, mam's... nosy, and she tells us what to do all the time. She says she's past remarkable and always criticising her. So the miss is all up in a hoop now, saying if mom moves in next door, then we're going to have to move out. My head is fried from listening to her, and to be honest, it's just not worth the hassle. Do I tell mom she's better off staying where she is? Anon in Mayo.
Okay, what do you say? 087-1102-107.
Whatever he do.
Come on, Con.
Don't let her move in. When he got married, no, he thought he was marrying something else. Once he got married then, it changed totally. You know the way women would be, they'd be sound out, you got married then and the order start. If he lets the mother line beside him, he'll never have a minute's peace. Whatever he do, don't let that happen. Oh, my, he'll be tortured. Oh, lordy, darling.
Con sounds like he's speaking from experience in that one.
So Con is saying no. Right, Megan Andrada says, I would be telling her to seriously think about what she's saying. I would love to have help from a mother-in-law, even to be able to go to the shops or have a shower. She's cutting her nose off to spite her face, Megan Andrada. That's a good point as well. Yeah. They have a small baby. So...
Yeah, it's always nice to have the help. And yeah. You know? Okay, all right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon they should do? Let mommy move in or keep mommy at a distance? Auntie Una comes up on a Monday and tries to help you with the little dilemmas in your world. Give us a quick recap of what's going on.
Okay, so this man in Mayo is beside himself because his mother wants to move in next door to the house next door and his fiancé is cracking up saying, she's not moving in, I can't deal with her. So he doesn't know what to do. And he's wondering if he should tell his own mom she's better off staying where she is because he can't be dealing with listening to his fiancé.
What about people who've actually had this situation? We got this message in.
As someone who lived beside the in-laws for 10 years, I highly do not recommend.
What kind of things did they get up to?
Just used to take pictures of me, like, hanging out my washing and all, and, like, she knew when I was there, knew when I wasn't there. You just had no privacy whatsoever. She also had a key to my house, and one of my couch throws is sitting on her couch.
Oh, not the couch throw!
She obviously pilfered the couch throw. That's shocking.
There's so much more in that message that I'd love to play at all, but there is so much of the stuff that went missing. It's kind of like if you give them access, they might just pilfer everything from the house. Now, we've somebody here, we've to keep them anonymous. Good morning. Welcome to iRadio.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing? What's your experience about living beside the in-laws?
So I suppose in my experience, the help is not always worth the what you feel from the criticism and the questioning that his partner is feeling. So you might have a clean house, but if your head's wrecked, it's really not worth it.
Right, okay.
So I think he needs to listen to her. She's feeling something, and he might not feel it because it's his own mommy that's...
Yeah.
She's been caring, but it sounds like she might be overstepping. And he's got a new family now, so he needs to look after them.
So it's something that you wouldn't recommend?
No, not when his partner is feeling uncomfortable about it.
Okay.
He's gonna create a lot of issues there with her.
Well, Lorraine in Monaghan has just been in touch, and she says, am I the only one feeling sorry for the mam here? You can kind of feel a little bit sorry for her.
Her little boy's been taken away from that. Boss me! thank you, anonymous caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, thank you so much. Yeah, it is a tough one, and I really do hope that it works out for both sides as well, that they can come to some sort of compromise. Maybe just have a room for her to come and stay every now and then, like every weekend or every second weekend or something, to look after the kids when they go out or something.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's great.
Look at me, I'm a problem solver.
Oh yeah.
Snap my fingers and it's done.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There it is. I was waiting for it.
Stop! You should warn me.
I should. Maybe I should do a thing about truth or trash about eating in studios. You're right. Are you choking? Are you all right? Do I need to do the Heimlich?
No! Get away from me! I just don't want to be crunching into the microphone. I'll get in trouble for being unprofessional, and it's your fault for not telling me when the mic goes up.
You're going to wipe that mic pop shield now down after you sprayed apple all over it?
Oh, stop it. I didn't spray apple. Don't believe him.
Believe me. Or maybe don't believe me. And that's why we play Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash.
Okay, Donald, Truth or Trash, what is your fact?
So, the Breaking Bad... creator, we all love Breaking Bad. Vince Gilligan is creating a darker and grittier Star Wars series.
Ooh!
I thought you'd like this one, Star Wars. Mr. Star Wars.
So he's doing a Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
kind of been talking around it.
Interesting.
What more could they squeeze out of Star Wars? There's 27 films and there's like spin-offs as well.
It's a big universe out there.
It's a big universe, yeah.
There's many universes when it comes to Star Wars.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry now. I've said it before. They're dragging the arse out of it.
You could say that about period dramas.
No, you couldn't.
Of course
you
could.
What period dramas is 27 of them?
Oh, well, we're getting it there with Bridgerton.
Well, Bridgerton is beautiful.
Beautiful.
If
you ignore the spaceships and lightsabers, it's a period drama in a Star Wars.
You could say that about everything.
There you go.
Stop
giving out about something you don't understand.
I understand it all right. I understand that it's boring. Oh, sorry. All the Star Wars fans are going to be hating on me now.
They really are.
Yeah, I can't help it. I like what I like.
Do you want to find out where Una is? She's usually the one who's badly parked outside. Okay. Vince Gilligan, I don't know. I'm just trying to picture it. So Breaking Bad, fantastic. Better Call it Saul, fantastic. The recent Pluribus.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like him?
I didn't like Breaking Bad at all.
There's action and violence, and she doesn't like action and violence. Mm. And Pluribus, which is brilliant, which has a sci-fi twist to it. So I'm going to say, yeah, lock it in.
Just to be different, I would say trash.
It is trash. He was in chats to make it a thing, and they never got any further than chats. They wanted to make a dark
Thank
one.
God.
Fans are calling for it.
It doesn't stop them still making stuff, and they're still going to make stuff.
Star Wars.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's long.
Skeleton Crew was good. Your kids would love it.
Oh, yeah.
Jude Law was in it, and it's kind of like got a Goonie-style kind of vibe to it. It's really good.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Little adventure. You'd love it. All right. My fact to you this morning is... Bond. MI5. Secret Service. FBI, CIA, lots of spies, lots of espionage and agents. Very exciting, you'd agree, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Starbucks located in the CIA headquarters. And the baristas are not allowed to ask for their names.
It's trash.
Absolute trap. I love, it's very, I like the premise. I like where you're going.
Mocha frappuccino for Ethan.
That's trash.
Yeah, no, I don't think there could be a Starbucks there, but I don't think the rest of it that you said is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, lock it in.
Locked in.
That is true.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're not allowed to ask their names.
No way.
Hilarious. Imagine, what's your name? Bond. Gavin Bond. There you go.
That is mad.
That's a good fact.
My turn.
Your turn.
So earlier I played you my song for Blue Monday.
Oh yeah.
Because I have an investment that needs returning so I can get my money back. Because I got a dress in November and I need to return it, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet because I'm a busy mum of twins and it's really cold outside and I have low iron. Anyway,
there's anemic in there.
Yeah.
You're busy.
I'm busy.
And you also have lazy down.
Oh, do I? Yeah, a little bit.
It's one
bit.
Of the things.
Yeah.
And tone deaf.
I need to return it, but I don't think they're going to pay up because I'm over the time limit. So I was feeling inspired and I wrote a song about the whole predicament. Look, go on, we'll play it again. Go on.
Oh, God. Watch your ears.
Lady, where the hell is my refund? Was it taking so long to give it to me? Lady, where the hell is my refund? I'm not asking for a hedge fund. I said, give it to me, lady. I said, give it to me, lady. I need a dollar.
The refund is coming.
Lady, where the hell is my refund? Was it taking so long to give it to me, lady?
Oh, there's more.
Where the hell is my refund? I'm not asking for a hedge fund. Ooh, I said, give it to me, lady. I said, give it to me, lady.
Well done. Well done.
You're the only one clapping. All right, you made us play that.
Okay, right. So my fact is, Ray, because I tweeted her and I told the whole story. So Ray has offered to give me the money that I'm owed from the refund if I promise never to sing that song again.
I'll give you the refund if you promise never to sing anything again. Actually, can I get a little bit behind baseball here? All right, okay, a little bit behind the scenes, a little peek behind the curtain. When you recorded that song,
yeah, yeah,
and I'm playing it to you in your ear when we're in studio, yeah,
yeah.
Look at your winking at me now. You're like, oh no, hang on, no, stop it. I need to sing it in my key. So that's why it's very out of key. No. She can't sing in my key. Just change the music. I'm like, I am not changing the music.
I played it for the twins. And they said, stop.
They've moved out.
Giving me a pain in my head.
So Ray's reached out and said that she will pay you the refund.
I promise never to sing that song again.
Okay. Do you know what? No. And I'll lock that in.
It's believable. I can imagine she would do that, but no, I don't think
so. Lock it in, Donald.
No, you're right. It's not true. She wants me to duet with her instead.
Found as Cameron.
Lady, where the hell is my refund? Was it taking so long to give it to me, lady?
Yeah. Me and Ray. Ray and Una. Runa.
Just looking at the messages coming in here. Please delete that. Get rid of that. Don't even put that on the podcast.
Nice.
Hey, that's going to be the podcast, the full thing, and Breakfast Rolls on okay. I don't even want to tell people. All right, it's on the new Go Loud app. You can get it there. It's our podcast. All right.
You okay, hon?
No, I'm mortified for you.
You just jealous.
The refund is coming.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go. You need to get your little soapbox.
What's a soapbox?
Where you can stand up and preach at people.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so good at that. Like one of those evangelical.
What's that today?
Evangelical pastors in the south of America, where they get up and they do be shouting. They do be shouting. I'd love that. Hi, you.
Oh.
Okay, so what were you on your soapbox about today? That's because they you want to change Karen into...
I think Karen should not be associated with a female, that whole persona. I think we need to change it over to a man and be done with it. And I have the perfect name.
Finally, Cooper.
Yes?
Equality has prevailed.
Go on.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Okay.
Something that has really, I feel, triggered quite a lot of us.
Your eyes are welling up there.
Yeah, yeah. I spoke about this particular situation back in September. Can we do a flashback?
Sure.
Yeah. I want justice. I demand justice for all the women named Karen who never once asked to be immortalised as a massive pain in the hoop, but that's what's happened to them. Because the patriarchy decided that when a woman uses her statutory right to complain if she's not happy with whatever service or good she's received, she's been branded a Karen, which is basically a metaphor for a stroppy, moany yoke, isn't it? So when a woman complains, yeah, she's being difficult. But when a man complains, he's taking charge. When women complain, ooh, classic Karen. Men moan, oh, he's visionary, a leader. Like, that's a load of BS. I am here to free the Karens, right? I want to give back power to the Karens, to the ladies. I want to swap Karen for a male name. And I'm open to all suggestions, right?
Okay.
Okay, right, are you with me?
Justice
for Karens, right? Yeah. Now, finally, we have him. The official male version of Karen has been announced. And I'm thinking we should shift all of the Karens over to this. Yeah?
So it's shift just... all the Karens. Line up, ladies.
Excuse me. The official male version of Karen has been announced as... David.
David?
David. David.
Ah,
David.
Stop.
David. Yeah. So surely we can... do something better than David, because David is a nice sound,
yeah,
approachable.
I have a nephew David, I have a father-in-law, big David.
You know,
David,
all right, Dave, all right, yeah. Dave.
David,
Dave.
So, think Duke,
yeah.
Oh, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, maybe.
So, no, we need to change it. Like, I think there is one particular name that really sums up the whole identity of this so-called Karen.
Okay,
Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen, that is it.
What?
Stephen, it should
How
be a
would
Stephen.
You stop.
Oh.
Get out of
here. Okay, Stephen.
Stephen.
Stephen. It's and you are a Stephen, aren't you?
More of a Steve than a Stephen, no?
No, you're a Stephen.
I don't complain.
You do complain.
I'm pretty laid back.
Oh, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm not a complainer, no.
Oh, you are a complainer.
No.
Yeah, and you are. And you're just that type of mentality, that kind of persona, your aura. I don't want to say Karen again, but you know what I mean.
Explain it a little bit deeper then.
You're just, you know, one of those people, like, for example, oh yeah, you get super annoyed when people put their papers back in the chocolate box. What, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just human. And my family does it to annoy me.
See, that is total Stephen behavior. You're classic Stephen, man. Classic Stephen.
You should see the hand movements that Una's doing here right now.
087-110-207. What do you think of Stephen? I think it's great. Do you have maybe another suggestion that could be better than David?
Una's having a go at the Stephens of the world.
I just think that Stephen fits the persona of the Karen. Firstly, I'm very, very happy that now Karen has moved from being a female over to a male and they want it to be David. I don't think David deserves that.
Who's doing this though?
Who's doing this? The collective.
The Karens of the world.
No. Oh.
Don't you're snap and point your finger at me.
It's the Stephen.
You're not even pointing at me. You're cross-eyed.
Yeah. So I personally think that Stephen should be the new so-called Karen.
Craig, what are you saying?
Good morning, iRadio. I reckon it should be Stephen.
Hey.
That's a bad name. I agree with Una. Definitely has to be Stephen.
All right, Craig.
Come on, Craig.
Craig.
Yeah, Craig is a lovely name.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Coming at me, Craig.
What else are we getting in? Tarquin, says someone.
Tarquin.
Tarquin.
There's not many people called Tarquin.
There's not many people called Tarquin. Yeah. What other mess is there? Kevin is Karen.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Ah. No, Kevin.
No, Kev. Kev is that. No, Stephen definitely fits it more. Richard.
Richard.
Richard. Richie. Ricky. Dicky. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. Mm-hmm.
It's just a short Richard man.
Yeah.
And you are my
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go. Insulting all the poor Steves out there. Steve, Stephen, Steepens.
Sorry about that. It's just because I know you so well. That you are just the embodiment of the carrot. So,
you're a loser.
It's your fault. You've done this to Stevens. It's you, not me. Yeah, you've done it.
Okay, sorry. Okay, thank you so much for having a listen. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the show, 6 till 10 a.m., only on iRadio. Make sure you get the new Go Loud app. Like, share, subscribe, share as well.
Sure. Use your words, sound it out.
That's what I say to you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I say back to you.
Have you get
the irony of that?
Yeah. There we go now. You thought it shut you up.